Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, we talk about making a kit for bank fishing. In this episode, we'll go over all the lures I would put in a box specifically for bank fishing, like some frogs, some poppers, stuff like that. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 48th episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week, like I said in the introduction, we'll be talking about making a kit for bank fishing. Before we start the episode today, since last week, I have only gotten to fish, I've gotten to fish twice, which is pretty awesome, but, I went to a pond that was supposed to have bass, and, supposed to have some bass, and then there's some sunfish in there. I did not see it. The whole pond is, like, insanely shallow, and, I have a cheap pair of polarized sunglasses. I could see, like, to the bottom the entire way around the pond. There were no bass in that lake, or in the pond. So, and then I went fishing at one of my normal spots for catfish, and, I caught some normal-sized fish, nothing close to the 12-pounder I caught last week, but one of the tiniest catfish that I caught, this week was, it had a sea lamprey latched onto it. So basically what sea lampreys are is they're like kind of worm things almost. They're really tiny, but they just like latch onto the fish and they just kind of eat. It's gross. They're the worst. So I pulled him off of that guy. I'm not sure if it was good for him, but hopefully that will be an isolated case. But yeah, sea lamprey are definitely not good for the fish. So this week, like I said, this week is going to be about making a kit for bank fishing. So this week I basically put together a box out of all my lures, with all the lures that I own, basically specifically for bank fishing. So I'm going to get right into the list today. I'm going to open this box up. And so first off, in the box, I'll start with the top water category. I've got a Booyah Pad Crasher. This frog was in the list last week, and this episode, by the way, is not going to have the prices for any of these. This is not like an under $50 $50 list or an under $100 list. This is just like what I would bring for bank fishing. So first up is a Booyah Pad Crasher. This is just a great frog. It doesn't fill with water. I talked about that last week. It's just a great all-round frog. So that is going to be basically for, like, because when you're bank fishing, really, you never know what you're going to walk into. You never know how much cover there's going to be. You never know, like, if it's just going to be, like, a drop-off right there, if it's going to be super shallow to, like, you get 50 feet out. You don't ever really know. So, in this, frog is basically just going to be good for, obviously, like, really heavy, heavy cover, lily pads on the surface, just scum on the surface, stuff like that. Next up, I've got an Ozark Trail popper in frog color. So what this basically is, actually, sorry, this is bass color. Never mind. So this will just, like, you can cast this out there. You can cast really far in this specific one because this is like a half ounce. But you can cast really far on this, and it's just, like, it's a great popper. It's got, like, a little trailer in the back if you've ever seen an Ozark Trail popper. But, obviously, it's Ozark Trail. You're going to have to switch the hooks out. It's not the highest quality, but I use a lot of Ozark Trail baits because they work, and they work good enough. So, that is the Ozark Trail popper in bass color. So, next up, I've got a hula popper. So, hula popper is just, like, a great thing to have for any kit, really, other than, like, deep water bass fishing, which I'll cover next week. It's just a great thing to have in really any kit that you're making, because it's just, like, it's a really versatile lure. So next up is crankbaits. So for the first crankbait, I got a King of Baits. So it's a pretty small company, but King of Baits Micro Craw Crankbait. So this is basically like a micro crankbait in like a crayfish shape and then crayfish color. So this is going to basically cover you for rocks, which is the same as the Ned Rig we'll talk about in a few minutes. This will cover you for rocks. This will cover you for really any if there's crappie, you can catch a ton of crappie on this bait, but it's just a great bait. So next up is I've got two Rapala X-Wraps in here, which are expensive baits. They're like $13, so like not expensive, but like not not like super cheap either. But I've got one in the natural minnow color and then one in the gold color. I'm not sure they make the gold color anymore. These are relatively old. Like, these are really old baits from Rapala. So I'm really not sure if they make I'm not sure if they make these colors anymore. So that's that. And then next up, we've got in this box. Oh, and then by the way, those two the two crankbaits, the two jerkbaits really that I was talking about, they will cover you for like more open water, but just still like shallow where the bass can see it, because they're more of a like not top water, but like not really not deep water either. So next up, we've got these jig heads. So for the jig heads, we've got just really cheap Ned rig heads. So just like mushroom head jigs. Just like I don't have any of the really like the fancy tungsten ones. Like there's some of these made out of tungsten, which I'll probably never buy because they're twice as expensive. And I mean, I don't know. I've heard people say that tungsten, like the metal, is just like what the type of like, because they make like fishing sinkers out of it now, I guess. But it's just the type of thing that once you switch to it, people say like apparently it's real, like it's hard to switch back to lead. So I don't know. I'll never try it. But yeah. So this is just really cheap Amazon mushroom headed jigs. So next up, this is kind of cheating, I guess, for the box. But I've got an already rigged little yum watermelon or yum Christmas tree color 2-inch curly tail grub. So I guess that's kind of cheating a bit because I already soft plastic will be a category in a minute. But this I think it's a ball, just a plain ball headed jig already has one rigged on it. So next up is going to be swim baits. So this is just not big joined swim baits. This gives me little paddle tail swim baits. For bank fishing, I like to carry like a couple in different sizes because they're just a good lure for bank fishing and for deep water fishing too. Mostly for deep water, but they are still good for bank fishing. That's why I got two or three of them in here. But first up, I've got a just a really small one. I don't know the companies from either of them because they're like some of these are like some cheap Amazon ones, but then also some nicer ones that I actually forgot what company they're from. But so I got a really small one in just like a kind of translucent color almost with some red. And then I've got a slightly bigger one that's completely clear. I'm not sure what fish would take this. It doesn't look like it's designed well enough to not need any color. And then I've got the biggest one in here, which is going to be like a green, almost like a fire tiger color, you could say. I'm not sure if it's from that company, but yeah. So that's for joint swim baits, and the biggest one in here is going to be about 3 inches long, and the other is 2 inches, and then you got the 1 inch, 1.5 inch in there. Yeah. So next up is spinners and spinner baits. So for a spinner category, I've got one Ozark Trail, just like Rooster Tail knockoff, but I really like them because they've got a good trailer on them. They got a good skirt, really, I guess it's called, on the Ozark Trail ones, and they work. They catch fish. I really like them. Yeah, so I've got one of those in the orange, in the black color, and then I've got an actual Rooster Tail, and these are both in 3/8 ounce size. We got an actual Rooster Tail in the yellow color, the yellow and red, I guess it's called, which I think is the Fire Tiger color, but anyway, yellow and red, and 3/8 ounce size, and you can just like they're basically complete opposites of each other. So if, like one, like I talked about this last week, but if one of them isn't working, then the other one has a better chance. Like you have a better chance of catching fish on two different ones that are completely different than you have if you had two of the exact same ones. So next up in the box, this is the last thing until we get to soft plastics. But this is just really cheap $1 Amazon or $1 Walmart spinner baits. I talked about these last week. They work way better than you might think they would for like a cheap $1 Amazon Walmart spinner bait. But you can just find them in the like big bins at Walmart. They're $1 each, and they work so well. I used to have a black. So these are in a purple and blue, the purple color, and then I got two of them in here. So I got one in the purple color and one in the blue color. I used to have a black one that would catch catfish. Like it was, they were really, really awesome spinnerbaits. And it's not worth it for me to buy the fancier ones with like rust resistant metal, stuff like that. It's just these work and they catch fish. So that's all for the hard baits in this box. I'll close that up. And then also here, I'm bringing 3 packs of soft plastics. So one, I've got most of my soft plastics now are Yum, just because it works, and you can get them at Walmart for like $2 a pack, and they work well enough. They're durable enough. I have gotten some nicer packs of soft plastics before that I like better, but like if these are $2, and then ones that will last you like longer, but not crazy longer, are gonna be like $8 a pack. It's just like. It's really like it's not worth it to me to spend a ton of money on soft plastics. So first up, I've got Yum, just like plain 5-inch, or actually this is 6.5-inch watermelon seed color, just plain worms. That's what I got. And then next, I've got a Strike King Rage Cross. So this is a bit of a nicer soft plastics. Rage Cross, they're just good for like anywhere around rocks, and yeah, they work. So next up is the Yum Christie Craw, which is another craw that's gonna be in here. But so the Rage Craw is something you're gonna be using like faster, and then if the fish are like seem to think that like if you think the fish are willing to chase a bait like that, then they'll work. But then the Yum Christie Craw is gonna be something that will if the fish are like not quite sure if they want to take the bait, it's more of like a finesse fishing soft plastic bait. So that is all for soft plastics, and these soft plastics will these specific ones here, they'll cover you for like really whatever you need to do for bank fishing, and all this stuff except the soft plastics, obviously, they all fit in a 3600 size box. So I packed a 3600 size box full of all these baits, and this is just like this can fit in any backpack really, any bag, and you can go catch fish basically with whatever like. Whatever the bank happens to look like, whatever the water looks like, you'll be able to catch fish on these lures. And then one more thing for the soft plastics, the colors. I didn't mention the colors today because in the soft plastics, because really when you're bank fishing, you want to if you have any idea of the water, like what color the water is, then you can basically make your decision on color for soft plastics based on that. So if the water is just like really dark and like the fish can't really see anything except the like silhouette of the bait, then you're gonna want to use a darker lure. You're gonna use like a black lure, especially for top water. But then if it's clear water, you're gonna want to use like more realistic colors so that the fish like and so that the fish can like actually see them and think, oh, that's an actual crayfish, or that's an actual frog, or stuff like that. So that's all for today. Next week on All Things Fishing, we'll be having another episode kind of like this, but for deep water bass fishing. I'll be excited to put that episode out, and I'll see you guys then.